chapter 22. We are still following Joshua as he led the children of Israel to take the land of Canaan. God gave him great success, so that he took all the cities in the south. Now he turned his attention to the north part of the land, and we want to tell you about the great city of Hazor, which he captured in the north. Hazor was the chief city in that part of Canaan, and it was a difficult task for Joshua, but God encouraged him and said he would be with him to help him. The ruins of the old city are now covered with the dust of many hundreds of years, and lately parts of these ruins have been uncovered. Men have been busy digging down to the old walls of the city, and from what they have discovered, they say it was the largest city in Palestine at the time of Joshua and had a population of about 40,000. When the king of Hazor heard of the successes of Joshua in the south, he gathered all the kings in the north to help him. Their armies were as many as the sand upon the seashore, and they had many horses and chariots. They came to the waters of Merom to fight against Joshua, and no doubt the children of Israel were much afraid. But the Lord told Joshua not to be afraid, for he would deliver them all into the hands of Israel. This proved to be true, and when Joshua came suddenly upon them the next morning, they all fled, and the people of Israel smote them and their horses and burned their chariots with fire. After this, we are told that Joshua turned back to the city of Hazor and destroyed it, together with their king. He also took all the cities of the other kings who had come to help him. So God gave a great victory to his people against their enemies, and the land of Canaan became theirs and was divided among the 12 tribes. The city of Hazor was given to the tribe of Naphtali, and the whole land had rest from war. Then Joshua died, and God sent judges to rule over his people. But after the judges died, the people turned aside to evil ways, and God gave them up to their enemies round about, until another judge was raised up to deliver them. At one time, when the people had provoked the Lord by doing evil in his sight, he sent against them Sisera, who was the captain of the armies of the king of Hazor. Sisera had 900 chariots of iron, and he was allowed to oppress Israel for 20 years for their punishment. Then God raised up a woman to be judge over them, whose name was Deborah. So she told Barak, one of the men of Naphtali, to go and fight against Sisera. Barak took 10,000 men, and Deborah went with him, and the Lord gave them a great victory over Sisera. Then Deborah and Barak sang a song of praise to the Lord, and the land had rest for 40 years. We do not hear of Hazor again until the days of Solomon. David had overcome all the enemies of Israel, and now Solomon his son reigned over the land in peace. One thing he did was to strengthen the chief cities, one of which was Hazor. He raised from the people of Israel a company of 30,000 men who worked in the building of the temple and of the king's house, and also on the walls of Hazor. The men who had recently been digging to discover the ruins of Hazor had found one of the very gates in these walls which Solomon built. Then we come to the days of Pekah, one of the kings of Israel, or at least of the 10 tribes which had separated from Judah after Solomon's death. The people had turned to idols and did much evil against the Lord, until he sent the king of Assyria against them. The Assyrians took Hazor and all the land of Naphtali, and carried the people away captive into Assyria. Thus God sent his righteous judgments upon the 10 tribes for their wickedness and their turning to idols. Judah was still faithful in the ways of God for some time, until they too turned aside, so that God was angry with them. Then he sent the king of Babylon against them, and on his way to Judah the king destroyed the city of Hazor, as God had said by his prophet Jeremiah. So Hazor became a dwelling for dragons and a desolation forever. There shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it, as Jeremiah had said. This is just what Hazor is to this day. As we have already mentioned, it is a heap of dust and ruins, and has been so ever since that time. So true is every word of God, and all must surely come to pass as he has said. Now for the texts. The account of Joshua taking Hazor is in the 11th chapter of the book of Joshua, and the account of Deborah and Barak in the 4th chapter of the book of Judges, and their song of praise in the 5th chapter. The building of the walls of Hazor is mentioned in the 1st of Kings, chapter 9, verse 15, of the king of Assyria in the 2nd of Kings, chapter 15, verse 29, and of the king of Babylon in the 49th chapter of Jeremiah.